Friends in Christ, when I was in college, I had the wonderful opportunity to spend a summer studying in France. My friend Roger and I roomed together with a French family, and we would walk to school every day. It was about a mile and a half walk. On our first day there, we were given directions by our family how to get to the school. It was near the Chartres Cathedral. And neither of us, our family gave us directions in French, of course, and neither of us understood more than about 10% of those directions. But being too confident and somewhat arrogant young college men, we set out for school. And both of us thought that the other person had understood those French directions and knew the way. So after a while, we realized we were hopelessly lost and had to break down and ask directions. We realized that we were both blind guides. We were the blind leading the blind, each thinking that the other knew the way. Jesus speaks today once again in the gospel about blind guides. He does it more than once in the gospels. And just like my friend Roger and I, there are many blind guides in our world today. Just turn on the radio or the television or maybe someone at work, and you can realize that that person is trying to guide you to what you should do, to how you should live your life. Blind guides. Today we finish hearing from the Sermon on the Plain from Luke's Gospel. We've had it for 3 weeks. 2 weeks ago we heard the Beatitudes, those beautiful sayings of Jesus on the Christian life. Last week, we heard the hard sayings, love your enemies, be kind to those who mistreat you. And today we come to the end of that sermon that gives us the capstone of the teaching, how to bear good fruit as disciples of Jesus. How to bear good fruit as disciples of Jesus. In today's gospel, we might substitute the word disciple for fruit. And we could say, have Jesus say, a good tree, a good disciple does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten disciple bear good fruit. Substitute tree for disciple. Are you a disciple that bears good fruit or a disciple that bears rotten fruit? During this 50th anniversary of our new church, we're celebrating the church building and hearing so much about what the building teaches us about being disciples of Jesus. And there's one addition to this church building that was added on in 2002 that I believe is the most significant thing that has been added to this church since 1968 when it was built. And that is our Adoration Chapel. In 2002, when the new addition was put on, we're just months away from finally paying for, people, as I was reading the history of this church and also the new addition, 2002, people said, we want an Adoration Chapel, people of St. John the Baptist Parish. And so it happened. On April 7th, 2002, the Adoration Chapel was opened. And every day since then, people have been praying continuously in that chapel. In case you don't know where the chapel is, every now and then I run into a parishioner, sometimes one who's been here for years, and they say, where's the Adoration Chapel? In case you don't know, it's right off the plaza, right near the entrance to the Daily Mass Chapel. It's a beautiful, small chapel, open 24 hours a day. You can access it during the day when the church is open, when the church is locked. You can access it from the outside. You have to get the code. All you have to do is ask the leaders of Perpetual Adoration or call the office, and you'll be given the code so that you can get in the middle of the night. I have a regular weekly adoration hour from 1 to 2 a.m., and I have to say it's the best hour of my week. And why is that? Because during that hour, I am guided by the best guide that there is to how to bear fruit, how to bear fruit as a disciple of Jesus. This reading, sometimes interpreted to talk about spiritual direction. But really, the best spiritual director that we could ever have is Jesus himself, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He not only shows us the way to eternal life, he is the way. And when I go to that adoration chapel and spend some good quality prayer time, I hear the Lord speaking to me. And that's where I learn the way, how to be a disciple, how to bear fruit. My hour is 1 to 2 a.m. on Saturday morning. And very often, at that point, I still don't have an idea for my Sunday homily, even though I've been working on it since Monday, and it's just dry. And every time I'm there, the Lord comes through, and I leave that chapel with something to say on Sunday. And I know that it's come from the Lord and not from me. The other day, yesterday morning, I guess, I was there, 1 a.m., and I decided to pick up the Prayers Answered book. And I'm going to share some of those prayers answered with you. I've changed the names to protect the holy. Prayers Answered. Successful surgery for Mary on Monday. Mark is doing well in his new job. My family's safety in their travels. For the good time I had with Jerry when he was home this summer. For my daughter finally finding peace. For Mike's conversion. For a successful interview. For Judy and Tom, for their healed relationship. Grateful for a peaceful death for Kathy. All these are fruits, fruits of discipleship, fruits of prayer in that adoration chapel. I need to pick up that book more often, and I encourage you, when you're in that chapel, once in a while, pick up that book. Those are the fruits of prayer. Those are the fruits of a disciple who is rooted in Jesus Christ. If we want to live a fruitful life, if we want to be fruitful disciples, to bear fruit and not rotten fruit, we have to go to Jesus regularly and listen to him. And that's what happens where we're in his presence, in the very presence of Jesus, the real presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Yes, we can hear Jesus when we're sitting at home. Yes, we can hear Jesus when we're out on a walk in nature, certainly. But you know what? Isn't it always better to be in the real presence of one you love? We love getting a phone call from someone that we love, and we talk to them. But isn't it better to be in their presence and listen to them? And that's what happens in the Adoration Chapel. We are in the very presence of Jesus Christ. In Psalm 93 that we pray today, it says, that tree or that disciple shall flourish like the palm tree, like a cedar of Lebanon shall he grow. Those that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish, planted in the house of the Lord. I love that image. That's what happens when we're in that chapel. We're planted in the house of the Lord, and we are being watered, we are being nourished, we are being fertilized by Jesus himself, that we look upon in the host. We're planted in the house of the Lord. Today, this weekend, is our annual renewal of our perpetual adoration commitments. And we are invited today to commit to an hour of prayer each week in our adoration chapel. And there are cards in the pews, and I invite you to pass those out right now. And I know that many of you are already committed adorers. Take one of these cards anyway and give it to somebody else and encourage them to fill it out. Those of you who are committed adorers, you don't need me to convince you of the merits of adoration. You already know. To those of you who are not, I encourage you, give it a try. And maybe just for these 6 weeks of Lent coming up. Sometimes people are afraid of a commitment. And they think, well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to commit to that hour every week. Well, try it. Try it for the 6 week of Lent. And if it doesn't work, okay, just tell the coordinators this isn't working. It's no problem. But I can assure you that if you try it for 6 weeks, you're probably going to want to continue. I encourage especially men to sign up for the night hours. Those are often the hardest to fill, from midnight to 6 a.m. But those are great hours. Whenever I go to my hour, it's always hard to get there. But once I'm there, I love that hour, to be in the very presence of Jesus. This is an ongoing commitment. Perhaps try it for Lent, but you'll find that you'll want to continue. Go to the best guide that there is and start discovering the fruits of being rooted in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can fill out the cards, put it in the basket today at the collection. Someone from the Adoration Committee will contact you. You can also talk to them. They'll be at a table in the plaza after Mass if you have any questions. Let us commit to bearing fruit as disciples of Jesus Christ.